practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast, originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather around the radio with the intent of preparing our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church with other born-again believers. It's such a delight to have you there by the radio. Let's begin the program this morning with a song entitled, And Can It Be? You know, so many verses of Scripture come to my mind when I hear that song. One, of course, being John 3:16, where it says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And another one is 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21, where the Word of God says, For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. What love God extended toward us in that he sent his son Jesus Christ into this world to become sin for us, so that through faith in him we might have the forgiveness of sins and eternal life. What a Savior! What a salvation! And certainly we give God the praise for that. Well, it is a delight to have you there by the radio this morning, and I trust that you're getting ready to go to church. That's why this broadcast is on this time every Sunday morning, and that is to encourage and to prepare every one of us to get ready to go to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. If you're in the Altoona area, we would invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church, where we will be having Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service will be at 10:30, and our evening service will be tonight at 6 o'clock. Come on by and visit us. We are not a large church with a lot of bells and whistles, but we are a church that preaches and teaches the entirety of the Word of God, and we'd love to have you to be involved with us. And then, of course, every Wednesday night at 6:30, we have a time for our children and youth, as well as our single moms ministry. And then at 7 o'clock, we gather together for prayer meeting and Bible study. And Dr. Chris Davis continues to take us through the great book of Ephesians, verse by verse. He's doing a tremendous job with that, and what a blessing it is to hear him teach. And so drop by and visit us even on Wednesday night. A lot of churches today don't have Sunday evening services. A lot of churches today don't have Wednesday evening services. Well, we do here at Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, and we would invite you to drop by and visit us at one of those services that we might fellowship together around the things of the Lord. If we can serve you spiritually, please don't hesitate to contact us. Our phone number is 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Or you can write to us at the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street. That's 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. And of course, that's our location. We are located at the corner of 4th Avenue and 40th Street, right here in the Highland Park section of the city. So you can write to us, drop by and visit us. Our email address is fbc@fbcaltoona.org. fbc@fbcaltoona.org. If you're trying to get on our website, you might have a difficulty with that because we are upgrading it at this time, and so we are limited there, as it were. But drop by and visit us. We'd love to have you come into our church and into our fellowship, and we would love to have the opportunity to get to meet you person by person, person in person, however you want to say it. Love to shake your hand and love to greet you in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But if you've never trusted Christ as Savior, I would encourage you to call upon his name and be saved. Say, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me. And he will. And then contact us here at the church, and we'll send you a little booklet entitled, Now That I Believe, that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. But if we can help you even in some other way, spiritually speaking, again, don't hesitate to contact us here, because we are here to minister to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the opportunity once again that we have to put together this radio broadcast, as we've been doing for so many years. And I thank you, Lord, for each person under the sound of my voice. I don't know who they are, but you know who they are, and you know their spiritual needs. And I pray, our Heavenly Father, that you'll use the broadcast today to meet those needs. But I do pray that if there's one who is not saved, that today would be the time of their salvation. And for those who know you through faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, it is my prayer that today the Word of God will minister to them and prepare them to go to a good, solid, Bible-believing church to worship you in spirit and in truth, along with other Bible-believing believers. And so, Father, I pray that you'll take this broadcast and use it for your intended purpose to glorify your name. And we'll thank you for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Here's an old hymn of the faith entitled, Take Time to Be Holy. Thank you. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1, and I would like to read with you verses 3, 4, and 5. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 5, where the Word of God says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3, 4, and 5. And now before I deliver a message entitled Biblical Principles of Giving, let's listen to the song "Worthy is the Lamb," sung by my dear friend, Tom Smith.
Across the golden avenue, mansions glisten all anew. Little children are playing by the river of light. Then suddenly a shout of praise, like the sound of many waters, came the voices of the saints of God, crying, "Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb of God. Worthy is the Lamb. Sing ye holy angels, worthy is the Lamb. Hallelujah to Christ our King, his splendor is above all things. Let all heaven and earth proclaim, worthy is the Lamb." All around God's holy throne, saints are singing a brand new song in worship to the Holy One, giving honor to God's holy Son. By the blood of Jesus Christ, the redeemed can enter in to the holiest of holies, crying, "Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb of God. Worthy is the Lamb." Sing ye holy angels, worthy is the Lamb. Hallelujah to Christ our King, his splendor's above all things. Let all heaven and earth proclaim, worthy is the Lamb. Shout aloud, all ye people, worthy is the Lamb.
Well, just a few moments ago, I announced that my message today is going to be Biblical Principles of Giving. And I hope that everybody who heard me give that announcement are still listening there by the radio. And I say that because a number of years ago, I announced in my church that I was going to be giving an 8-part series on giving to the work of the Lord. And we had a family leave over that. And they said, I don't mind hearing a message once and every now and then on giving, but 8 weeks in a row? Well, that's absolutely too much. And yet, you know, when we love the Lord, we should want to give to Him our time and our talent and our treasure. And as we study the Word of God, we see that the concept of giving to the Word of to the work of the Lord and to the Lord Jesus Christ Himself is something that is mentioned in both the Old Testament and the Gospels, as well as in the Epistles. And so if something is mentioned in the Old Testament and the Gospels and the Epistles, then we need to take heed to it. Back in the Old Testament book of Malachi chapter 3, it says, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. There's the promise that when we bring our tithes into the storehouse, God will bless us beyond our ability to receive it. And by the way, many times people will say, well, I give my tithe, I give my 10%. Well, that's good. But keep in mind that in the Old Testament, there were three tithes. There was the Levitical tithe in Numbers chapter 18, the tithe of feasts in Deuteronomy chapter 14, as well as the tithe for the poor, also in Deuteronomy chapter 14. And so if you're giving your tithe to the work of the Lord, then that means you're giving nearly 30%, correct? Well, if you're following the Old Testament principle of tithing, you are. But then we turn into the Gospels, and the Lord Jesus Christ Himself speaks concerning giving. In Luke chapter 6 and verse 38, He says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet, withal it shall be measured to you again. And so there the Lord Jesus Christ is saying, give abundantly. Now you'll notice two things brought out, or one thing brought out in those two verses, is that when we give to the work of the Lord, God blesses us with a great return. We see that in Malachi chapter 3 and verse 10, and we see it here in Luke chapter 6 and verse 38. But also, when we turn to the epistles, we see that the concept of giving is brought forth, where it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 through 8, but this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man, according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Again, there we see the admonition to give unto the work of the Lord, with the promise that when we give to the work of the Lord, God will see to it that things are going to be a blessing to us. He will give back to us based upon the ability and the wherewithal that we give to Him. And every now and then you'll hear somebody say, well, you know, I paid all my bills and now I don't have enough money to give to the work of the Lord. Well, the principle of Scripture is give first to the work of the Lord and watch how God will supply all of your needs. When we give, God will give back to us in return. That's the principle of giving found in the Old Testament, found in the epistles, and found in the Gospels. And so it's important that we take heed to that. But when we turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 16, we see some interesting principles on giving. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 1 and 2, is where the Word of God says, now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. Now note verse 2 of 1 Corinthians 16. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 2, there are five principles of giving that I want to highlight very briefly with you this morning. First of all, give regularly. He says, upon the first day of the week. Now, how often does the first day of the week occur? Well, 52 times a year. And what this is teaching us is when the first day of the week comes along, we should regularly give to the work of the Lord. That, of course, is Sunday. That is today. And what this is really teaching us is, yes, we're not only to be giving regularly on the first day of the week, on the Lord's Day, but the concept of giving is a part of our worship. You know, we go to services and we think of worship by singing hymns and praises unto God and by hearing the Word of God. But a part of worship is also giving our tithes and our offerings to the Lord. It's something that we should do regularly on the first day of the week. Every Sunday, we should go to church with the intent and with the preparation to give to the work of the Lord. Secondly, we see that we should give individually. It says, upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store. Every one of you. This is teaching us that everyone has the privilege and the opportunity, as well as the responsibility, to give to the work of the Lord. Every Christian should give. Every member of the family should give. If in your family you've got people who know the Lord, that is, dad, you're saved, mom, you're saved, children, you're saved, then give to the work of the Lord. Giving to the work of the Lord is not just for some select group of people, but it is for everybody who knows Jesus Christ as Savior. So give individually. Thirdly, we are to give systematically. Again, 1 Corinthians 16:2. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store. What does that mean? It means to plan in advance what you're going to give to the work of the Lord on Sunday when you go to church, and be ready to give according to the need also. So those two points, plan in advance and be ready to give according to the need. Before you go to church today, plan what you're going to give. And also be ready that if you get to church, you find there's another specific need that is brought out, be ready to give to that as well, so that God might bless you in your gift and might supply the need of that need, whatever it may be. But the fact of the matter is, plan your giving. Don't wait until the offering plate passes by and think, well, now what should I give today? No, plan it in advance. Lay by him in store, it says. Number four, give proportionately. Again, the verse says, upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store as God hath prospered him. Give unto the Lord based upon what God has first of all given you. You know, you don't need to try to give as your neighbor has given or as the person down the street is giving. No, as God has prospered you, give. That's why I think it's important to start giving our tenth, our tithe unto the work of the Lord. Whether you say that's 10% or 30%, as I brought out a few moments ago, that the concept of tithing is the good place to begin giving. Now, what I found down through the years is that most Christians, most people who know and love the Lord, give greater ways than in the tithe. And that's something good to take into consideration as well. But then finally, it tells us that we are to give liberally. It says, upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God has prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come. Give as much as you can. Give as soon as you can to the work of the Lord, and then watch God work. When we give to the work of the Lord, God will return unto us a blessing that we cannot receive it. That's the biblical truth. Take heed to it and watch God work. Thank you so very much for joining me today. Now go to church today and give to the work of the Lord, and then I will see you, the Lord willing, next Sunday morning at the same time on the same station with another Voice of Faith radio broadcast. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Let me take take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services. Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dull and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.